can't be bothered to write anymore because at the moment I'm feeling very isolated and I'm feeling very purposeless. I know my situation and my settings are quite complicated, and in all this though, I'll say it again, I'm a witness to the goodness of God. Despite being in a fallen world with obviously screaming oppression all around, and maybe it's me to just take it day by day, survive day by day, and account for what I've gone through and who it's made me become. It was upsetting to the point of tears, seeing the grave of my my dear friend, and I've been very emotional of late. Whilst actually in a vulnerable state in the car, I think my boss or ex-boss rang me and I agreed to go to work, but I can't see going to work day in, day out as anything that's going to be any value to anyone for me. You know, I don't have to necessarily work to earn money. I'm on benefits, and as much as I've longed for a trade, I've found myself quite good at delivery driving. It's sorrowful that I did leave. I did my last delivery. He actually said one, so I took one. Returned the bag and got gone. I feel that my pull back to Long Eaton is entirely my own fault for not making my mind up about what I want from life. And, you know, every man wants love. Every man wants love. But I feel like I've got to give myself some credit for having a word with myself, which at the time seemed helpful. But I'm reminded that that in turn changed me. And we are, and let me just quote scripture once more. We've got to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. All hope is not lost. I'm grateful. I'm glad all the key words in there. And I'm going to go to sleep at some point. I feel that there are things that I can get on with that I'll be led to do, like make a new CV, but I've been longing to go to hospital, longing for that connection with people, just institution, but that's not really the way to go. I guess I've got to just find someone that I can speak to, and overall I'm okay. I think that I could read 1,000 articles and still find myself in trouble. And this creativity and all these dreams, they're a bit too big. I tend to bite off more than I can chew. So level me, God. Level me like a mountain and let me start over. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but I'm counting on God's goodness and my own mental ability to endure. Because as soon as you think you're entering into the light, there's still more dark to travail through. I'm very glad, and it was warming to get so emotional over my dear friend. And in all of this, I'm determined to keep fighting. I know that it's not going to take much for God to turn me back around into the light. I want to help out. I want to contribute. But, and I'd just like to say, I found it more easy to say no and just understand that this job wasn't for me. I think if you've not made your own mind up about who you are and where you're going, which is a process, remember, then you are going to be more prone to thinking you have to follow every piece of advice you take. So I've got to appreciate what I've got in my life, and I've got. We're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. For the record, I'm a bit beaten up. But I don't want to lose the love in me to create an environment for myself to make things occur. I guess what I'm saying is it's nice to be warm with a roof over your head. And, you know, it's all real, it's all true. And I'm very grateful. But I don't want to keep going on about these affirmations, these what's it called. I know it's not good to complain all the time, me. But I could probably benefit from some occupational therapy or something. It's just that one idea that I need to conjure up as to what I'm going to do to sort myself out. So help me, God.